Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right. Excited to be on the air for the Sunbird Sports Show tonight. Like we do every Wednesday from 6 to 7 here on 790 ESPN. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live from the ESPN studio on Palm Avenue, just across from Bullard High School. Like I said, every Wednesday night, we shine a spotlight on all the good stuff athletically and in the classroom that's going on at Fresno Pacific University. You can go back and listen to any past episodes on all the places that you listen to podcasts, on Apple, Spotify, even YouTube. Yes, right now it is being broadcast live on YouTube. Obviously, you can go back and watch and listen to that. Well, it's actually been a while. It's been 2 weeks. Last week, we did not have a show, and I actually blame myself for that one. I took a week off, and it for good reason. One of my favorite Christian music artists of all time was in Fresno, California. His name's Steve Taylor. He's at the Tower Theater, and I had never seen him ever in concert before. He's one of my favorites of all time, and he found himself on the West Coast for a tour with Russ Taff, so I had to do it. Fresno Pacific was kind enough to say, sure, Paul, go ahead. We give you our blessing. So it was a great time last week at the Tower Theater watching Steve Taylor in concert. Tonight, we have men's tennis in the house. And if you guys didn't know, 9 out of the 12 members of the team are international. And I just saw a video right now from some of the members that are here. We actually have 4 members of the team of their great win last night. Just before 9 o'clock, they defeated Nemesis Biola University. They were ranked 27th in the nation. They beat them 4-3 on the final match. It was a cool deal. Can't wait to hear the story of that great match last night and their victory celebration and just a great moment that they had in this season so far. So we got 4 guests in the house today. We got Joaquin Salinas. He is from Ecuador. We have Angel España. And he was quick to tell me, yes, they call me Spain. His last name literally means Spain, and he's from Spain. How about that? So Angel España is coming on, Spain. Excited to hear him. And Cedric Kaufman, he's from Germany. And how about this? Excited to hear from Cedric. He won a bronze medal last summer in Tokyo in the Deaflympics in the doubles. Awesome story. Can't wait for you guys to hear that. And we have a freshman, Ezra Betancourt. He's actually from Reedley, California. Reedley. Yeah. Hats off to the Central Valley. So excited to hear from these 4 young men. We're going to hear from them 2 at a time. And also something a little bit different. We got Jackson Paramo in the house right now, and he is not only going to ask some questions at the end, give a preview of what's going on at Fresno Pacific University Sports, but I'm going to give him the floor right now. He has the recap, and he's going to read about all that good stuff. I think he might be talking about tennis as well. So, Jackson, take it away, my friend.
Yeah, we're actually going to start with tennis. It's been 2 weeks since you last heard from Sunbird Athletics, so we'll start with tennis again. They've been up to a lot of work again, like Paul said. The men won a huge 4-3 victory over Biola. The women actually also won against Biola yesterday, 5-2. And then on Saturday before that, the women hosted Dominican and also won that one in a close one, 4-3. 2 Thursdays ago, both programs took a loss at Azusa Pacific, with the men fighting to a 5-2 loss against Hawaii Pacific the next day. But right now, as we speak, we have just scored a singles point and the doubles point. So we're currently leading 2-0 over Westmont College. Women playing Westmont at 3 p.m. today. Women's water polo began WWPA play and faced some tough tests against Biola, Cal State Monterey Bay, Concordia University Irvine, as well as D1 San Diego State. But to open their WWPA season, they did head up the 99 to face UC Merced and returned home with a 9-6 victory over the Bobcats. Baseball had a rough home series against the number 5 team in the nation right now, Point Loma, dropping all 4 games, but they've bounced back last weekend with a 4-game sweep of their own over Hawaii Hilo. Modesto JC transfer Titus Wheelock was dialed in and absolutely mashing at the plate. The first baseman hit 3 homers and drove in 10 against the Vulcans. He was later named PacWest and NCBWA West Region Player of the Week. The team also played a lone game against Division I's University of Nevada Wolfpack last week, falling 15-5 in Reno. Stunt played four matches, falling to number 2 Jessup, number 5 Concordia University Irvine, and Division I Cal Poly, but did manage to topple number 25 Northwest Nazarene, 22-15. They're hosting their conference championships next weekend on campus at the Special Events Center. I'm actually very excited to see how that goes. Lastly, track and field. We've been chipping away into the season. Over the weekend in San Francisco, my own roommate, pole vaulter Shane Bagley, secured a national qualifying mark with a winning vault of 5.35 meters, or for you American folks, that's 17 feet, 6 3/4 of an inch. The second highest right now in the nation outdoors, sophomore Cyan Haslip also won the women's 100 meter and 400 meter hurdles. And superstar sprinter Shamar Palmer over in Sac City continued his dominance in the 200 and 400 meter sprints, where he currently ranks 2nd and 3rd, respectively, in the nation. Thank you, Paul.
All right, Jackson, great job. I think we're going to find you here in this captain's chair in a couple of years, man. Great job by him. Excellent job. Great stuff going on at Fresno Pacific University, as always. We're going to take a break here. We're going to hear from members of the men's tennis team. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. Yes, we are on 790 ESPN, and we have men's tennis in the house right now. We have a senior and a sophomore. Angel España is our senior, otherwise known as Spain, and Joaquin Salinas from Ecuador. He is our sophomore. First of all, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
This is going to be a lot of fun, especially because we're starting off hot. You guys had a great match. I teased it at the beginning. You guys defeated the number 27 team in the nation on your home court, Biola University, always a rival. Just kind of walk us through just that, the exuberation, the feeling, just maybe the entire match. I know you guys ended just before 9 o'clock, so it was a long day, but
yeah,
just kind of walk us through that entire day.
Yeah, it was a long day. The girls played first against Biola, and they had a long match too. We were all there cheering for them, so you know, we were like, I don't know, they played for like 4 hours too, so it was exhausting just to be there. And then it was our time to play. We were pumped up because the girls also won, and that was huge for them. And then it was our time, and started with doubles, started electric, court 2-1, 6-0 in a sec. Like, it was super quick. And then the other two matches were in the tiebreaker, 6-6, and then, well, yeah, court 3 was winning the tiebreaker, and then they ended up losing. And Joaquin and Cedric, they were losing 5-1 in the tiebreak, and then ended up winning, saving match point, which, and then gave us the doubles point, which was, I mean, it was huge. Yeah.
So the doubles point was huge. We'll get to Joaquin and his match in just a second. But when did you guys exactly celebrate, like, the final match and final points, and just kind of walk us through how exciting that was?
So after the doubles, we played 6 singles, and yeah, it was Jordi who was last. It was 3-3. And
also from Spain.
Yeah, also from Spain. A freshman that, clinched at number 4. It was like 9 p.m. And what time did the girls play? Like at?
They started at 3.
We were there at 3. our match ended at 9. So it was a long day for us, and it was just a relief to win. It was well deserved win for us. We've been working hard, and yeah, it was very emotional.
So did anybody get hurt in the celebration? Because I saw you guys were throwing water, you're jumping on each other, just kind of what was that like?
It was pretty exciting, actually. We saw the video. We saw Spain jumping over the fence about 1 meter and a half.
Yeah, when I started running, crazy. I was like, what am I doing? Because I jump over the fence, and I'm like, if I get stuck here, yeah.
Tear your ACL. Yeah,
it's going to be tough, but it was so exciting, and yeah, I just jumped over the fence.
It was adrenaline. So
clear. Yeah, right, a
adrenaline
lot,
was
yeah.
Pumping through your body.
100%.
Yeah. Because Jordi, like, I finished my match, and Jordi won, like, 10 minutes later. So I had all the excitement of my match, and then he won. It was incredible.
Joaquin, walk us through your match. You played with Cedric, who we're going to hear from in a couple minutes, but big doubles win for you guys, right?
Yeah, big doubles win. We started a little bit tight. We started 2-0 down. We came back to 2-2, and then we just started holding our serves until the 6-all. Then when we were 6-6, we went to a tiebreaker, and we started 5-1 down. We were mentally down. The guys also were sad. But fortunately, we came back, and we won 9-7 in the tiebreak. We were one match point down. But yeah, we did intelligent decisions, and we fortunately win.
All right, so you guys were down one match point? How did you guys make it even? Do you remember the point, and then how did you take it?
Yeah, Cedric went with a slice down the line. He went to the net, and then we won it.
Clutch shots?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you nervous?
I was super nervous. I actually was talking a lot to myself and to the guys outside. Especially to alumni. We had a lot of alumni yesterday, and
So it was, not only a big win for you guys against the number 27 team in the nation, but when you're playing against alum, right, there's probably a little more pressure, right? It's the whole history of the school, and you don't want to mess up in front of the alum, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, we were lucky that they were there cheering for us outside because, tennis is a very individual sport, and when you're inside the court, you can get very mental. Even if you're playing with a doubles player or doubles partner like yourself, you can just talk a lot of crap into your head, and having people outside cheering for you every point, doesn't matter if you win or lose, it also gets on the other side mind. So yeah, it was great from everybody. I think it was a great team win.
And also, I think this is for almost everybody. You have the pressure of being as good as last year. So if you see the alumni, they beat Biola. So now we say it's our turn, and we have that pressure in our mind of beating them also. So, yeah.
What did you guys do after? Did you guys go eat? Did you guys hang out in somebody's house or dorm room? What did you guys do after?
We went to Chipotle.
Yeah.
To celebrate.
On coach, yes.
Yeah.
Who paid?
Coach.
There you go.
Yeah,
beat Biola. Coach pays for Chipotle. Sounds like a good night.
After, it was just chill. Yeah. We're just tired. We needed to rest because we're playing tomorrow again. So,
and that was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday.
Yes. Does it seem like it was yesterday, or does it seem like a long time ago already? Is it still pretty fresh in your head?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty fresh, honestly.
Yeah. I played singles. I didn't play doubles. I played singles. And it was, it's still in my mind. Because I played very good, felt pretty good. And it's still in my mind, how we did it and how everyone came together. So it was great.
Joaquin, I'm going to go back to you talking to yourself a little bit. Is that something that you normally do during a match, or is that just a way for you to calm down a little bit?
I normally talk to myself in matches. It's a way to relieve the pressure inside the game. And I like to play doubles a lot. That way I talk to my partner. And I also love to have someone on my corner, someone I can support in. And what I was telling you, the alumni were there, the whole team also was there watching, and we had coach, and
That's cool. Spain, I wanna ask you about your last name, your nickname. Everybody around campus knows you as Spain,
yes.
Right?
Well, it's funny because you can kind of see the difference now between the new people and the old people. When I came in as a freshman, it was four years ago. Everybody started calling me España or Spain, which is my last name. And after my sophomore year, when more people just started coming into FPU, I introduced myself as Angel. So a lot of people calls me Angel, a lot of people calls me Spain or España. It depends on the moment you caught me or the people I'm around. But
I wonder if somebody calls you by your first name, by Angel, in front of you, they're like, who's Angel?
It's happened, yes. Emilio does it sometimes. And sometimes it's weird because foreigners or American you know, they don't understand what Angel means. And it's like, yo, who are you talking to? And he's like, España. It's like, oh, okay, you know. Like, and I don't even introduce myself as Angel, you know. I introduce myself as Angel if I have to, but.
Well, Kane, do you remember the first time you met this guy?
Yes.
How did he Yeah, how did he introduce himself?
So we met on the tennis courts on my first practice, and he introduced himself like Spain.
Yeah.
He went up and he was like, hola, I'm Spain, in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, because, I mean, on the tennis team, nobody. Like,
he'll call you by your real name.
No, like, even coach. Nicknames or whatever. Even coaches, like, just calls me Spain. And when I'm playing, the people outside cheering for me is like España or Spain. And a lot of people actually, when they come play us after, they're like, why are you calling them Spain? Like, what is it? Like, I've got that question a few times. People coming to me and saying, oh, they ask why we call you Spain. And it's funny.
Is that a pretty popular last name in Spain?
No.
Like literally España.
No. I think I know, apart from my family, just one more person. Yeah.
So tell me about growing up playing tennis in Spain. And I mean, you think of Europe, at least me, right? Being an American, you think of Europe and people are playing soccer first, right? That's like the world sport. But that wasn't the case for you, right? It was tennis from the beginning.
No. So I live in Valencia, but when I was 1 year old, I was living in the Canary Islands till I was seven. So like for 5 to 6 years. And yeah, I was 4 years old, and we were members at this club or in the Canary Islands in Tenerife. And my parents, you know, I had a lot of energy as a kid. Yeah, so they decided to just sign me up to sport, and it was tennis. So I started playing tennis like that, just, you know, to liberate
get your energy out. Yeah.
And I also swam for a little bit. I was doing both things at the same time. I would finish practicing tennis when I was five and then go straight to the pool. And, you know, it was, yeah, I started there. And then when I was 6 or 7, my parents moved, like, we had to move to Valencia. And they were like, yeah. And one of the decisions was also because it was going to be better for me if I wanted to continue competing and playing tennis. So, yeah, we moved to Valencia, and then I started competing when I was 7 and till now.
How did you find your way to Fresno Pacific? Like, was it easy? Recruitment videos? I hear about all these different ways.
We do a lot of recruitment videos. Us foreigners, we a lot of times we partner with like a company that helps us through all the paperwork and talking with schools and stuff. We record a recruiting video, you know, the strokes and points and stuff. And yeah, my company, the coach before Sam recruited me. So the actual coach didn't recruit me. It was George who was before. And yeah, he talked to me. I liked it. It was a new program. It was California too. So yeah, it was exciting, good level, and just decided to come here.
All right, I'm going to go back a little bit, because when you say Canary Islands and Spain, right, my mind automatically goes to this beautiful, exotic place, right, with the tennis courts where you got the blue ocean in the background, maybe some birds are cheering you on. I don't know.
What just is it? Like that.
It is? Really?
Yeah, it's like a, how do you say, like more of a like yacht club, like where boats go, and there's like tennis courts and kind of pool and stuff. It's right next to the beach. Yeah, it's called, I think it was El Nautico. Right there in Canary Islands. And I mean, I miss the Canary Islands. I haven't been there since I left, because I was very little, and you know, I was just occupied playing tennis and studying. But yeah, it was a great time.
How often do you go back to Spain?
I've been going once a year.
Every summer after school ends?
No, I actually stay and work here. Well, not here, in New York. But yeah, I've been staying in the U.S. just in order to pay school and stuff. Yeah.
That's great.
I've gone in just Christmas break.
That's awesome. Yeah. Gosh, I can just imagine you playing tennis there at Canary Islands and what that looks like.
It's great.
So I gotta find some pictures here after the show of what that looks like. Joaquin, you grew up in Ecuador, correct?
Yes.
Tell me about growing up in Ecuador and kind of maybe even exactly where that is on a global map. Just maybe help me visualize what that looks like and how you found your way to Fresno Pacific.
So, yeah, as you said, I grew up in Ecuador. Actually, the tennis is pretty big over there. We play, there's a lot of ways to playing over there because we have different seasons and different places to play. For example, I live in a city that it's 9,000 feet over the sea. And it's insane. The ball goes so fast. And then you have the coast. But yeah, to give you a sample of where my country is, it's in the West Coast in South America. Right, we border Peru and Colombia. So yeah, I mean, playing tennis in Ecuador was actually pretty easy. I had my club, I had my coaches, and yeah.
Did you play a lot of, I mean, competitions, a lot of tournaments when you were young? Like, how did your skills improve?
So, I started doing sports when I was 4. Really social sports. I was doing everything, a little bit of swim, a little bit of golf, a little bit of soccer. Actually, my main sport was soccer until I turned 9. On 9, I started playing tennis socially, going 3 days a week. But then I decided to go serious mode, and I decided to go all in with tennis.
Decided to walk in.
And yeah. Now I play for Fresno Pacific, and I achieved my final goal. That was playing college tennis.
And you're here.
And I'm here.
And it was worth it beating the pants off of Biola.
Oh, man.
Yesterday. Made it all worth it.
It was amazing.
What I always like to ask you guys about, or ask the guests on the show, like, what Fresno Pacific means to you guys. Like, what do you love about the school? Where are you guys going to – you're going to graduate. You're a senior.
Yeah.
Is it kind of sad right now? You had a sad part
with this? I haven't thought about it too much. I have my senior day in a couple weeks, which is kind of sad. But then I graduate May 9th. And, I mean, you just think back and all the memories. And when I first came, it's just how time just flies. It's been a great time. I owe a lot to Fresno Pacific. Because I mean, just the fact of coming to the U.S. has given me a lot of opportunities, and just play here, I've met a lot of guys, a lot of different people, and it's great to just, I mean, their family, all over the world is great.
Well, let's talk about the great friendships that you've made with these guys. Obviously, you're a senior, new guys come in throughout the program, but you've been consistent, right, at Fresno Pacific. What are some of the cool, like, memories that you have? Maybe a bus ride or going to Chipotle after a match? Like, what's something fun that you can share?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, last year, we had 7 seniors. So, you know, they all graduated, but last year was our best year. So far, we were 26 in the country at some point. We had a trip to Florida for spring break. And it was one of the best moments of our entire, like, college tennis career, because we went down, and first day, it was my and my coach's birthday, March 4th, and we played Rollins at the USTA National Campus, and they were ranked 7th in the country. And we won 4-3, which, I mean, it was electric, and Emilio clinched, and we all started, like, jumping and celebrating. And that day we went on a dinner with everyone to Disneyland. Is that where we went? Right. I don't remember, but yeah, that trip to Florida was great. We had so much fun. One of the best memories. But
you might have went to the Disneyland
in Orlando. Yes,
in Orlando.
Yeah, that one.
I have not been. I heard that place is huge compared to the Disneyland here in Anaheim. Joaquin, what about for you? What's been some cool memories of Fresno Pacific so far? Again, you're a sophomore, but what are some fun things that have stood out to you?
So I think as far as of now, the thing that most stood out to me was ITAs. Last semester, I played with Cedric. I actually was not meant to play, but at the end, something happened with a player, a teammate, and the coach put me with Cedric on the in there on the ITAs, and I ended up on semifinals, and we ended up ranked 24th in the country. Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, the moment I won the matches and how I had to grind and all the stuff, like...
And with, talking with to yourself,
team.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I had all the team watching me and Cedric, and it was just unforgettable. Was
all right, amazing. We got a couple minutes left with you guys, and we'll take a break and hear from the other two. Talk about the food. I want to know more. I'm a food guy. Right? I'm hoping I have some time to talk about food with Cedric because he's from Germany. But the difference between food in your home countries, maybe even the Spanish food, Mexican food, compared to what you're finding here in California. You're kind of shaking your head here,
yeah.
Spain. What's on your mind about that?
A lot of people think that Spanish food from Spain is the same that Mexican food or like South American food, and it's totally different. We have a lot of Mediterranean food and a lot of different dishes, and a lot of people is like, I don't like spicy. I'm not a spicy guy, and everywhere I go here is like, oh, is that spicy? Is that not? And it was like, but are you from Spain? You're supposed to like spicy. I'm like, no, we don't. Like, we don't eat spicy. Like, no. Like, a lot of people in Spain like spicy food, but the dishes are not commonly known for being like salsa or like salsa verde or salsa roja. Like, we don't put spicy on our plates, but... Yeah, I mean, I miss a lot.
About more chicken? Is that one? Or less cheese?
I don't know. There's more fish.
Okay.
There's a lot of different type of meats. I don't know. In general, it's different. I don't know. We eat a lot of...
Cheeses?
Cheese. We eat a lot of cheese, but more of a, like, not in the, like, not as a, like... Not in the plate, we eat more of like a appetizer, just cheese with, you know, bread and stuff. But it's a lot different. But I'm lucky I have a kitchen, so I can cook more of like Spanish food and stuff. Lentils, I eat a lot of lentils, like stews and stuff. It's, yeah.
Joaquin, what about for you?
Yeah, I mean, in Ecuador, we eat a lot of pork, a lot of cow also. And we mix it up with potato. A lot, and yeah, rice also, and we actually had a soup on 2020. It was considered the best soup in the world on 2020, if I'm not wrong.
Were potatoes in it?
No potato in it. But it was fish.
Okay,
it was fish.
All right, nice. All right, best soup in 2020 in the world.
Yeah, if I'm not wrong.
All right.
Yeah,
you're probably right. I'm gonna trust you on that one. Yeah. All right, final thought. We got 1 minute here. Moving forward tennis wise, obviously a lot of momentum. You guys are playing tomorrow and then Westmont next Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. What are you guys hoping to, man, build on the momentum from last night's win?
I mean, we have to take this momentum. We have to take advantage of it. Hopefully we can win. That way we can go to Arizona to play the PacWest Championships. And I mean, yeah, the team is motivated, with a smile on the face, mentally locked in. So yeah, we're pretty excited.
You guys ready to go? What about for you, Spain?
I think like the win yesterday just gave us a lot of confidence to know that, you know, we can beat such a team in our own, like in our home courts, and you know, we know now that we can do it. So yeah, we play tomorrow against Menlo. It's a crucial match for us to qualify for conference. And we're all ready and excited. And then, yeah, we play Westmont, which is also an important match. And then coming up, just Jessup and Azusa, which senior day. So that'll be exciting. And emotional.
Exciting and emotional. All right, guys, go get him, man. Kick some butt.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from Cedric Kaufman and Ezra Betancourt. You're listening to Sunburst Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. It's been a great, fun episode so far, talking men's tennis. Again, coming off a great win, 4-3 against Biola. And the guys did a great job of breaking that down and what that celebration was like. But Cedric, I want to start with you. We have Cedric yes. Kaufman from Germany right now. How did you celebrate? I know you guys won a great match. Joaquin was telling us how you guys broke match point. Yeah. With, you had a nice slice down the line, but how fun was that for you to celebrate?
It was a huge win for sure. So, like, I was watching and I kind of didn't realize that the match was over and that we actually won. And then when I realized it, I was just running straight to Jordy. And then, like, jumping around, all the teammates came after me. And then I saw Spain jumping over the fans. That was cool. Like, this is how we need to celebrate. Yeah.
And that's exactly what he said. He was jumping over the fence. He was happy he didn't tear an ACL or, like, break his ankle. Yeah. And you guys were celebrating. So that's cool. Yeah. Ezra, you were cheering on your teammates like a madman, right? Yes, so what about for you? What was fun about that?
It was just so exciting to cheer them on. I mean, I was cheering on Spain for a big part of it. And, I mean, I felt like I was pumping up him real big. So I felt like he deserved that win big time. And, I mean, see Jordy win that, it was a different feeling. I mean, from high school to college, it's a different feeling. And it was something took over, and I felt so excited for those guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ezra, you are from Reedley, California. Talk to me a little bit about growing up playing tennis in Reedley. What was that like? I'm a Dinuba boy, and I went to Emmanuel, so I know a lot about Reedley. But talk about your experience growing up playing tennis there.
Well, honestly, I started as a freshman in high school, so I had no prior knowledge of tennis before. I just played other sports like baseball and basketball, and then it wasn't sticking with me, so I said, oh, let's go. My parents suggested to go play tennis, and I met the coach, Darren Davis, and he told me I have potential, and he stuck with me and had fun the rest of the 4 years of high school.
And had a good career, and now you're at Fresno Pacific University. Yeah. Cedric, you are from Germany, and I mentioned in the opener just what a great summer you had.
It was actually in November.
It was in November. Yeah. Okay.
And
all right.
Like fall Thanks. Season for Tokyo.
Thank you for correcting me. All right. So back in November, you were in Tokyo playing in the Deaflympics, and you won a bronze medal in doubles.
Yes.
So talk to me about that experience. What was that like, and how much did you enjoy it?
So since I'm playing since 2019, it was my goal like to succeed every year, to win a medal every year. And it was kind of struggling at the beginning. Didn't know the people. And also when you have to play tennis, you have to take your hearing device off, no matter what, if that is a cochlear implant or like just a normal hearing device. So it was really different for me. And then I started to play better, actually. And that was like an experience for me. And then I started to grow up with that, you know, like, and then 2022, I was already at a Tokyo, it was not Tokyo, it was in Brazil. It was also the Deaflympics, and I won my first bronze medal over there with a different partner. But then he decided to retire and play more soccer. Like, he's a goalkeeper coach for the soccer team right now. And yeah, that first experience was huge, you know. I was never thinking of it. Like, before 2019, I was never thinking, oh, I will be there in the future and I will play for my country. But recently I played in Tokyo, and that was more emotional. Because my grandpa passed away like not even a month before the Deaflympics, and I told myself that I will play for him, that I want to win a medal, no matter which medal, that I want to win a medal for him. And in the end, it was kind of unlucky because we were number one seeded, so we were the top favorite, and I wanted to have a gold medal because the year before we became a European championship, and then also world champion in doubles. But then we played against the Russian guys, and they were like new, because they were not allowed to play the whole time before, And then they were just beating us and in the semifinals. And then we had like a small final and against Great Britain. And in this small final, I was saying, okay, this is the last chance to honor Mike Kramper and to say to him, hey, I want a medal. This is for you. And it happened. And it was huge. It was crazy.
Were other members of your family there?
Yeah.
Your father?
My father was there. My brother was there. My mom, she was not there, unfortunately, because we also had a dog, like super old, 14, 15, and also passed away recently. But my mom had to stay at home, but there was always a live stream, and she was cheering from home. It was cool. It was really cool to see my dad and my brother over there watching me and then cheering on me. Yeah.
Growing up playing tennis in Germany and also being deaf, just talk about that experience. What was that like? When did you first fall in love with playing tennis?
It actually came from my dad. My dad was super fan of tennis because of Roger Federer and all those big players. And then he started to play in his young age, like when he was like a teenager. And then he was like, he had like matches against different clubs, and then he was taking me once. And then I was like watching him and like being a ball kid for him. And since that, I was falling in love for it. And then I was like 3-4 years old, and then my dad said, okay, next week I'm going to teach you tennis. And then it kept going from that. Yeah.
Were there any points in your life where you wanted to quit, where it became too difficult, or do you always want to push through?
I would say I had some angry, not problems, but I was angry to myself a lot of times when I had a bad loss or when I was not supposed to lose. But I think I was never thinking of like to quit tennis because it's always fun for me. It's my life, my sport, and also my love to do something except like, or like to do something outside of academic or like being with friends. It's just like for yourself, you can focus on yourself. It's also the competition. And yeah.
What's some of the best advice that you ever got in tennis?
Never stop. Keep fighting, never stop. Yeah.
That's awesome. What, Ezra, as a freshman, what have you loved about being a part of this program and maybe even meeting Cedric and you're right, hanging out with some of these guys? What's been a cool moment for you?
Just getting to know them. I mean, it's always interesting to hear all the different places they come from, like Germany and Spain and Japan. I mean, just to hear where they come from and just who they are and just to get to know them as people, it's always been pretty fun to me. And I mean, Cedric, one of my best friends now, and I mean, we get along pretty good, hopefully.
Are you guys ever going to play doubles? Are you a doubles guy, or when's coach going to maybe put you? I know you guys are kicking butt, right? You guys beat Biola, but have you guys ever played together or not yet?
No, not together, but we were playing with each other in practice sometimes when we had to do some drills, stuff like that. But I think, like, I don't know, like, coach doesn't want us to play with, like, lower level a little bit because we're also competing, like, in a really high level and against Biola, for example. And but it's always fun to play with those guys. I love it, you know. It's cool, and it's also a nice feeling to teach him something. Like, I'm also saying to him, hey, you need to do this, change a little bit with the backhand or, like, the forehand. I'm also just sharing him my experience also with the other guys, and yeah, it's always fun.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. We got another couple minutes with you guys. I'm going to bring on Spain and Joaquin in just a second. I got to know more, Cedric, about how you came to Fresno Pacific. I love those stories. Again, another international player coming from Germany. I don't know if we have enough time to talk about the food because I love German sausage. I have some German heritage too. Yeah. Veronica, you know what Veronica is?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See, we got that connection there. I have a German grandmother. Just how did you find your way to Fresno Pacific?
It was because of my best friend. He's also living in the same town, and we went to the same high school in Germany. And then he told me that he's going to Fresno Pacific. And then he was saying, hey, just also come. And also the last 2 years, there was also a German player. He's also from my same club in Germany. And it was just a good connection. And it was also a good start for me to go on a college or like an international college. It was a perfect start for me.
What are your favorite classes? What are you studying right now that you love?
I kind of like accounting, but also accounting is like pretty hard sometimes.
You're a numbers guy, huh? You like numbers?
I like numbers. Yeah, I like numbers.
And you probably like making money soon.
Yeah, I hopefully. Hope so.
Hopefully. All right. So we got the other two guys in here. We have Jackson in the house. He's got some questions for you guys. I don't know the questions. You guys don't know the questions. I think they're going to be from the other athletes on the campus of Fresno Pacific University. So we will find out. Just lean in. We're going to be listening to Jackson's in just a second. And here we go. Take it away.
All right. Ezra, first question is for you. 9 of your 11 teammates are international students. Of all the different countries they come from, where would you most like to take a vacation?
Oh, it'd have to be Japan. I feel like, I don't know. I've really loved Japan and just their culture, and I've always told myself I need to go to Japan at least once in my life.
Solid answer. I like it. Angel, you've worked for FPU famed broadcaster Eric Bentley and the athletics events team for many years on campus at FPU. What has been your favorite role?
I've had plenty of roles on that job. I would say I definitely love to put music on the volleyball games because, you know, it's easy and I get to watch exciting matches all the time. So I think putting music on the volleyball games is great.
I like it. Cedric, are you into any other sports besides tennis, and who are your favorite teams?
I do like basketball, but also like soccer, and since my best friend, he's a swimmer, I also like to watch him swimming.
And then lastly, for Joaquin, what is the closest food you've found in Fresno? You were talking about the cuisine earlier. I know Paul was excited about it. What's the closest food you've found in Fresno to your native cuisine in Ecuador?
That's a tough question, honestly. Nothing is alike to my fellow country food, but I would say Vallarta is the closest one.
Vallarta is an FPU staple. I think any FPU Sunbird knows it well. What's next for the Sunbirds? First, I'll give you guys an update on the Westmont match. It's not over yet, but the women have secured the win. The score is currently 4-0 in the Sunbirds' favor. But coming up this week, women's and men's tennis are back on the court tomorrow at the Hack Tennis Complex against Menlo College. And Saturday, the women take on Cal State LA. All three matches are at home. The women are slated to play at 10 a.m. tomorrow and the men at 2 p.m. And Saturday's match against the Golden Eagles at 1 p.m. Women's water polo heads south to face Biola on Friday and Concordia Irvine on Saturday, while baseball has just made the trip out to Honolulu for a 4-game, 3-day series with Chaminade beginning Friday. Track and field will be facing off against some of California's best collegiate talent at my alma mater, Buchanan High School, this Saturday in the historic West Coast Relays. And finally, stunt will be in Orange County to face UC Davis and Vanguard in their final regular season matches before hosting the West Conference Championships next Friday and Saturday at the Special Events Center. For more information on those championships and more, visit fpusunbirds.com. Back to you.
All right, great job by you, Jackson. All right, we got another minute. So bonus round, you mentioned Vallarta. Right. What's the best food? It's right across the street from Fresno Pacific. So what's your go-to there? Somebody chime in.
I always go either for the steak quesadilla or just a simple burrito. But I also like the groceries that they have there. Steak is good. All the vegetables are great. It's a great place.
But your quesadillas are just as good when you make them at the house?
No. If I won quesadillas, I'll go buy one. I'm not taking the shot into making one. No.
All right. Anybody else? What's your go to?
When I go to Valletta, I do love to buy the red pesto. It's really nice, and also I do love some jalapeno from Valletta. They're kind of spicy, but not too spicy.
All right, a guy from Germany likes jalapenos. Okay, I love it. Yes. Got to come all the way to California, get yourself some jalapenos. All right, hey, good stuff, man. You guys did a fantastic job again. Congrats on that win against Biola. You got Menlo tomorrow, and the next Wednesday, you guys are taking on Westmont from the old GSAC conference. I know you guys are going to a new conference next year as well, but good luck the rest of the year. Thank you guys for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Also, thanks to you, Bet. That was a lot of fun. Thanks to Jorge for producing the show, and thanks to Jackson for doing a fantastic job with the recap and the preview and the questions. We'll see you guys next week. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You're listening to the home of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.